This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The Lok Sabha has resumed discussion on the Union Budget 2026-27. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman had presented the Union Budget in the Parliament on the 1st of this month. Participating in the discussion, Arun Bharti of LJPR has described the Union Budget as a budget for the nation's development. He termed it as a visionary and inclusive budget, saying it will lay the foundation of achieving the goal of a developed India by 2047. Dr. Rajkumar Chabbewal of AAP has alleged that there is nothing concrete in the Union Budget for the people of the country. He said allocations for the National Health Mission have been reduced in the budget. Sudhir Gupta of BJP hailed the Union Budget, saying that it will fulfill the vision of making India a developed nation by 2047. The Rajya Sabha has resumed the discussion on the Union Budget 2026-27. Haris Piran of IUML is participating in the discussion. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman had presented the Union Budget in the Parliament on the 1st of this month. Union Minister for Rural Development and Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, Shivraj Singh Chauhan, today described the Union Budget 2026-27 as historic and futuristic and will bring significant change to the nation as well as to the northeastern region. Speaking to the media in Guwahati today, the Union Minister said the Union Budget has made a record financial allocation aimed at transforming Assam and the entire northeast into a major growth engine. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has accused Leader of the Opposition in the Lok Sabha Rahul Gandhi of using national security issues as a political tool in the House. He said national security is an extremely important matter for the country and urged Mr. Gandhi to refrain from raising such issues in a manner for political gain.
Entire matter is before the people of the country. How a member in the parliament is trying to use a very sensitive matter through unfair means, a sensitive matter related to security, to be used as an instrument to drive a political mileage. It is very unfortunate. He himself should understand that he is an honorable member of the parliament. He owes certain responsibility to the people of this country. You have an obligation to maintain the decorum of the house and also to think about the interests of the nation.
Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said that the centre has allocated a record railway budget of 14,205 crore rupees for West Bengal in the Union Budget 2026-27. Speaking about Maharashtra, the minister said railway development work is being carried out in a comprehensive manner and railway projects worth 1,50,000 crore rupees are currently underway in the state. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Home Minister Amit Shah and Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla paid tributes to Pandit Deen Dayal Upadhyay on his death anniversary. In a social media post, the Vice President called Pandit Deen Dayal Upadhyay a visionary thinker and nation builder who dedicated his life to the service of the society. In another social media post, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that Pandit Deen Dayal Upadhyay's principles and thoughts rooted in values will continue to remain a guiding light for every generation of the country. The sacred Devni Muri relics of Lord Buddha departed for India today after a week-long public exposition at the revered Gangaramaya Temple in Colombo, Sri Lanka. The Culture Ministry informed that the ceremonial departure took place at Bandaranaike International Airport in the presence of Sri Lankan ministers and the High Commissioner of India to Sri Lanka. The holy relics, which were taken abroad for the first ever international exposition, are being escorted back by a high-level Indian delegation. The Delhi High Court today issued a notice to Delhi Police on a public interest litigation PIL concerning cases of missing persons in the national capital. During the brief hearing, the Delhi Court observed that two contrasting narratives are currently prevalent in the media. In hockey, India will play against Belgium in the AFIH Pro League campaign at Birsa Munda International Hockey Stadium in Rourkela at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.